My dear friends, I'm going to be sharing over the next few weeks with you 6 short and snappy episodes in which I'm going to show you 6 concrete, applicable, real-life examples of how energy alchemy has completely and utterly changed my life from the inside out. So, without further ado, I think it's probably important right from the get-go to explain and clarify exactly what is energy alchemy. Because we see terms like this being chucked around a lot, and I think it's really important and valuable to actually explain it right from the get-go. So, I think we all know what energy is, but what I'd like to remind us all is that everything is made up of energy. The chair that you sit on, your computer that you might be listening to this on, your headphones, the mic that I'm talking into, my house, the trees and stars and skies and tides, the ground on which we walk, as well as more intangible forms of energy like your emotions, your beliefs, the pictures that you have in your head, your traumas, etc., etc. And energy functions differently depending on its form and structure. So if you want to pick up a chair and move it across the room, you literally have to go and pick it up and move it across the room. If you want, on the other hand, to process an emotional surge, process a surge of rage or sadness, then obviously you're going to be working with that energy pattern differently. And so just remembering that everything is made up of energy immediately makes you realize how everything that we engage with in life is us engaging with different forms of energy. So, what is alchemy? Again, a very overused word. Alchemy is simply when something changes state to something else. So, for example, it's when one form of energy changes state, i.e. transmutes into another form. It can be like a potion that you're making, like when I make my face cream, and I put like 12 different ingredients together, and then magically they mix together and they form something completely new. Something that could only be formed from putting together those ingredients. So like chemically, energetically, they have completely changed form. So it's the same with energy alchemy. It really refers to the practice of learning how to shift and transmute energy patterns. And specifically in this case, I'm talking about energy alchemy practices with the body in a way that helps you to navigate life as a human being. So I'm going to give you a really tangible example, which is relevant to me in my life and probably relevant to every single human being on the planet. So I have been working on my money mindset, in inverted commas, for about 13 years. I've been very committed to my spiritual practice, and I see my money mindset and my money healing as a very integral part of that spiritual practice. And I have done it all, folks. I have literally done everything you could possibly think of relating to healing my money mindset. I've written scripts. I have danced. I have written love letters to money. I have like put 50 quid bill in my wallet and walked around being like, I am abundant, I am rich. I have come up with mantras, I've put post-its, I've done it all. And each one of those things was really valuable. Like they were genuinely a really valuable, important part of the process. However, 13 years on, I had got to the point where I would say I had developed a pretty refined understanding. I'm using that word on purpose. I developed a pretty comprehensive and refined understanding of my own money mindset. I understood that money is a resource and money is energy. I understood that money is inherently a form of sustenance from the earth. I understood that money is just the current way of human beings exchanging through commerce and trade. I understood the more spiritual side of money. Like I knew on like a soul level, I understood the potential of money. I also understood a lot of my own money patterns. If you had sat me in front of a therapist, I could very eloquently explain and reel off exactly why I was the way that I was with regards to money, and I really understood where a lot of my money patternings came from. However, the missing piece of the puzzle for me was that despite my refined understanding of my own money patterns and my own money traumas and the way that money actually operates in the world, despite understanding the higher potentials within money, I could feel in my body somatic, i.e. like physical felt, responses to money. I could feel fear in my body. I noticed that despite everything that I had done, there was this like inherent, latent, somatic response to money that I just wasn't able to shift. And here is where energy alchemy became a profound and important step in the healing process for me around money. Because despite understanding my money patterns and having worked with them extensively over the years through, identifying them, labeling them, categorizing them, and trying to shift my mindset around them and my spiritual understanding of them, what I wasn't doing is I wasn't finding and locating and attuning to those patterns within my body. I wasn't working somatically with them. I did not have the tools to work with them energetically. In fact, what I was doing was constantly outsourcing my power and like visiting, energy healers or third party kind of gurus and letting them kind of perform energy healings on me around money or tell me about my energy patterns around money. And it wasn't until I learned specific energy alchemy practices around how to work with my own energy patterns within my own body that I was able to catalyze actual shifts, actual transmutation of those energy patterns from within. And so now, when I feel a response to money, which is always kind of the first step in like a behavior around money that doesn't serve me, I'm able to find it in the body. I'm able to zoom right into it, immerse myself into it, to understand it from the inside out, somatically and energetically. And I'm able to catalyze specific energy alchemy sequences, just to tools and practices, where I'm able to shift, dissolve, and permanently release and change those energy patterns from the outside in. So this is one example of how energy alchemy can so often be the missing piece in the puzzle, where it allows you not just to understand your patterns, however refined and elevated and eloquent and elegant your understanding of those patterns may be, until you're able to actually find them, immerse yourself in them and transmute them, then you're still going to be carrying them around, whether they are active or whether they're just an imprint. And so I hope this is a good example of how working somatically with energy patterns in the body can be such a valuable part of the process. And I look forward to being able to share more specifics and examples with you over the coming series. All of my love.